He was destined for greatness.
He was this incredible young talent who we started hearing about when he was in eighth grade.
But as his legend grew, the man remained an enigma.
He's one of the most misunderstood people ever in sports.
HBO Sports presents a definitive look on and off the court at an American sports icon.
When you think about what he's meant to the NBA, it's off the charts.
Kareem, Minority of One. Tuesday, November 3rd at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO Sports presents Kareem, Minority of One, the much-anticipated documentary about Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, which reveals the complexity and genius of the NBA's all-time leading scorer, both on and off the court. This exclusive HBO presentation marks the first time since retiring as an active player that Jabbar has participated in a documentary telling his life story. Don't miss Kareem, Minority of One, Tuesday, November 3rd at 9 Central, only on HBO.
Your success starts at Governor State University. Learn more at Open House. Tour the campus. Meet with an advisor. Thursday, November 12th from 10 to 2. GSU is the place for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Right at 2 o'clock and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. It is a Bears Monday after a loss to the Vikings on a last-second field goal, and they are dealing with injuries, including Matt Forte.
On the injury front, nothing really new and definitive on any of the guys other than they're still in evaluation, both knee guys, Eddie and Matt.
That's John Fox today. Of course, he did say that he is not expecting surgery and doesn't see it being a season-ending injury for Matt Forte or for Eddie Royal, both dealing with knee injuries. They will all get an extra day, though, with the Bears playing on Monday night in San Diego. As for the rest of the league, injuries just taking a toll. Steelers' Le'Veon Bell, MCL tear. 49ers' Reggie Bush, ACL tear. Ravens Stevens, Steve Smith, and Achilles tendon all are out for the year. Monday Night Football, Colts of the Panthers tonight. We'll see how healthy Andrew Luck is. Coverage at 6:45 right here on The Score. Baseball now, Kansas City celebrating its first World Series championship in 30 years. They will have a big parade tomorrow, and the weather should be really nice, which could allow for a monster crowd in Kansas City. Baseball season is over and done with. Hot Stove will officially kick into gear with more than 130 free agents Friday night at midnight. And oh, by the way, construction continues at Wrigley. The famous marquee came down today for repair work. It will go back up soon. Hockey, the Blackhawks playing host to the Kings tonight at the UC. Marian Hossa not expected to play because of a lower body injury. Also, Brian Bickle sent down to Rockford today to make room for Marco Dano. Corey Crawford will be in net tonight. In college hoops, the AP poll preseason top 25 is out. North Carolina starting the season at number one for the ninth time in school history, followed by Kentucky, Maryland, Kansas, Duke, Virginia, Iowa State, Oklahoma, Gonzaga, and Wichita State. The Big Ten gets six teams, and three of those top five will all be playing in Chicago with Michigan State here in the coming weeks. Scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now, and also brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the home for Bear fans, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial.
It's football. I mean, you tell somebody to put a helmet on and run headfirst into another speeding object just like that. Who does that for a living, let alone for fun? It's insanity.
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL.
Taking you inside the game.
You're judging a football player by how tough you are. That's it.
Matt Bowen.
You play this game for the wrong reasons. He gets dangerous real fast.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And it's a great day to talk safety play with our guy at 204 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
He must have been cringing.
I was
in the
cringing.
Fourth quarter.
I don't know anything.
I don't know if he's cringing or screaming while cringing and pointing and throwing up, whatever it was. I guarantee you this man's sensibilities were offended by the Bears' secondary play. Matt Bowen, who joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com on Twitter at MattBowen41. That was quite an exhibition. And that's, you know what that was for you? That's teaching material.
It was. was. It was, I know the player talking about Andre Roll at the end of the game in cover two, but no, it really started with Sherrick Romanis and the option route he gave out to Stephon Diggs. And Stephon Diggs is a really exciting young player. You know, he's an active early in the season. The last 4 weeks, I mean, look at the numbers. This guy is producing a lot of explosive plays. But that's another free one the Bears secondary gave up. Now, I will say this before we get to those plays specifically. They did some nice things earlier in the game. They played pretty good defense. You know, Adrian Peterson got some yards, got to the second level a couple times, but they didn't have that big-time explosive play that you kind of expect from Adrian Peterson. I think a lot of people expected coming into this football game that he was going to run for 150, 170, something like that. So they did okay there. You know, Kyle Fuller had a pick. Okay, it's about time someone in the secondary made a play and finished the play. And if you look at the play, guys, they're playing two-man. What two-man is, you got two safeties over the top, and everyone else underneath, you're basically playing tag. You follow the guy. You hang out on the basically the inside shade of him. You play to that low hip, and where he goes, you go. And you can be more aggressive. You got a safety over the top. But really, that's just all technique. And we've talked about that all season with Kyle Fuller. Just play the technique, be in a position to finish the play, and then go make the play. That's what he did. He had a pass breakup as well early in the game on a third down play, so he did some good things. But as you get towards the end of the game, there was a play Kyle Fuller could have made on a ball that Teddy Bridgewater floated. And I'll say this about Teddy Bridgewater. I think his game has plateaued a little bit in the second season. Towards the end of 2014, he had a great run. You know, I think it was about 5 or 6 games where he really played.
Right.
Top-tier football, but it's really plateaued a little bit. And you saw that yesterday. He missed some throws. He had a free one over the top to Mike Wallace. He missed. Sometimes he drops his arm down. The ball sails on. We saw that a lot yesterday. And that was really one of those plays. He kind of threw it up. You know, later in the game, Kyle's got to make that play. And then you look at the Sherrick Romanis play. All that is an option route. And as a wide receiver, you know defensive backs are assuming you're going to catch the ball, turn inside, and get up the field. That's the angle that Romanis took. But for a young player like Diggs to say, okay, I expect him that he's going to take that inside angle, I'm going to flip and go outside. And when you're playing cover one, there's no one there to help. I mean, everyone else is gone. They're covering their own guys. They're down the field. Their heads are turned. They're not involved in that play. That was a huge play in the football game. And really all it was angle and tackle. That's it, angle and tackle. The most basic things you talk about every level of the game. Take the proper angle, be in position to wrap up, get him on the ground. He caught the ball. So what? Stuff happens. You still have to tackle and finish the play. But really the one that should be talked about, and will be talked about for a long time, is a deep ball down the field against Andre Roll in cover two. I mean, guys, I'll tell you what. If you look at the start of the play, and this is what cover two is a deep pass safety. You read the release of number one. It tells you run pass, okay? It's a two-minute situation. You're expecting a pass play. I understand that. But it's an outside release. Okay, now you're telling yourself it's a safety. I have two routes to play for. That's it. Outside release, that's it. It's a comeback or a fade. Okay, once he gets past 15 yards, it's a fade or, you know, basically a deep ball. You know what's coming. But in that situation, you have to attack the football. Andre Roll had enough depth. He was over the top. He was in the proper position on top of the numbers. Perfect landmark. Everything you expect from a veteran safety. He's played a lot of football in this league. You can't let the wide receiver undercut you in that situation.
I don't think he saw him. It just seemed to me, and I believe he said something to this effect, that what is the technique as far as actually having the responsibility of locating the receiver?
It's
one thing to see the ball, but unless you know the proximity of intended receiver to ball, what's the point of knowing where the ball is?
Right, exactly. And in that situation, your shoulders are square to the quarterback, which they were with Andre Roll. You should be able to read the quarterback, read the receiver, read both of them, because you have enough depth in your drop. You have enough room. They use the term top down, Dan. And what top down means, you drive top down in the football. Nothing over the top in that situation. Everyone knows that. You got to protect the deep part of the field. Nothing over the top. So you're taught as a defensive back, when that quarterback takes his hand off the football, his shoulders are turned to you, and he pulls that ball back, you go. You break now. You go make a play. Okay, and there's a lot of excuses you can come up with there. You know, the wide receiver undercutter, he didn't see the ball.
Right.
The ball was intentionally underthrown. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater should not have made that throw. He should not have made that throw. Because if it goes the other way, we're talking about something totally different. And, you know, the Vikings fans are saying, why did our quarterback force the ball into deep half safety? Because he shouldn't have thrown it. You don't understand, the wide receiver made a great play. He went up and took the ball away from Andre Roll. But I still believe that Andre Roll should be driving top down in that situation. And at worst, if the pass broken up, It's a collision at the point of attack. The ball's on the ground. You go on to the next play and play defense again. But it's those plays, guys, because the Bears, I mean, offensively, what Jay Cutler did, what Alshon Jeffrey did yesterday, there was some special stuff on that tape when it comes out this week that people will see. Jay Cutler did some great things, lowering the shoulder on the goal line. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't want your quarterback to get hurt. Who cares, man? Let's play some football for once. All right? Let's play some football. Let the guy go make a play. That's what he did. The back shoulder throw to Jeffrey. The end zone throw to Alshon Jeffrey. The ability of Alshon Jeffrey to adjust and play the football. A lot of good things. But you have to close out the game. And it always comes down to the secondary. Guys, we're talking
I
about
know. That's what you always tell us. And I was thinking of you yesterday. And it always comes down to the secondary. And there they were.
The secondary is always going to decide the outcome of football games, especially in the NFL. You have to make those two plays. You make those two plays, you win the football game. It's that simple. And really, you look at this loss, the loss to the Lions, are pretty similar. Can someone make a play in the secondary to close out a game?
No.
The Bears have failed to do that.
Yeah, the answer would be no. But however, I can't get too mad at some of these guys, because if you look at the condition of the Bears roster, to see how awful their special teams coverage is, to see the struggles that they have. I mean, Bryce Callahan and Sherrick McManus. It's not Sherrick McManus' fault that he's bad. It's Jerry Angelo's and Phil Emery's fault that he's on this team. Right. It's just I can't get too mad at him because I think he's probably, his technique sucked and it could be better, but what's the upside really? And it's not like Kyle Fuller, I have different feelings about, because Kyle Fuller's a first round talent. You know, that to me, there's a completely different circumstance that's applied, a different aesthetic and grading system, a rubric, I guess, that is applied to a first round pick, where I just kind of say, when the team's better, you're not going to have bums asked to make plays.
Right. No, I agree. And sure, your man really is your core special teams guy. That's his role. That's why he gets paid to play football at the professional level. When he comes into the game, whether it's in the slot or outside the numbers, it's usually because of an injury. Okay, that's what good teams do. Their core special teams guys have so much value on Sunday because of their ability to cover kicks. But when they play in the defensive side of the ball, it's usually due to an injury. And they come in, they play spot duty. Maybe it's a quarter. Maybe it's a series here or there. But they're not the guys you depend on to make plays to close out a game. So I agree with you there, Dan. But with Antrell Roll, this is a guy who signed this offseason, paid him some money, not a ton of money, but he's played so much football, you expect him to make that play.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm sure he'll say the same thing when he watches the film and say, you know what, I should have made that play. And he should say that because he's a veteran guy. He's been to Pro Bowls. He's played on good football teams. In that situation, you can't use that argument because it is a veteran guy. This is a guy you pay to be a starter. You got to come up in that situation, get the ball on the ground or make the play and intercept.
Well, they paid Alan Ball to be a starter, too, and he can't sniff the field. So what's going on in practice with him?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a really good question because I thought during the week that the word coming out of House Hall is Alan Ball be the next guy up, right?
Right.
Next guy up. I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean he plays in the sub-package? He's the next corner in the game outside? I don't know, but yeah, you paid him, too. Was it 1 year, $3 million to come here? You don't want to pay a guy $3 million and not play. I mean, that's just, maybe he's not making plays in practice. Maybe they went back during the bye week and looked at the film and say, you know what, it's just not working out for us right now. There's a lot of things that could be going on right there. But you do expect a guy like that to be on the field, especially in the final minutes. And that's what this discussion is really about. In the final minutes, who are your playmakers in the back end? Who are they? And that's been an issue all season for the Bears.
Yeah, I'll say this for McManus. At least he admitted it. I mean, he didn't make any excuses. He didn't say he didn't say I slipped or he didn't. He didn't. And Antrell Roll, I'm not sure what he was saying after whatever. But I'm thinking, God, you're a veteran player. There's no way, right, Matt? There's no way possible he didn't see that receiver, is there?
I mean, there could be if he was so focused on the quarterback. But you have to be able to see both in the deep pass. I mean, the beginning of the play wasn't a great jam from Porter. But, he did force him wide. He did alter that release a little bit. He had to widen the stem outside and really kind of tightrope the sidelines to get down there. So that's why I go back to the two routes you have to play. You know what they are. You can't run a square in from there. You can't run a corner route or you'll be in the crowd. There's no much else you can do. Come back and fade. That's it. You know it. So once you see that receiver go past 15, hey, the deep ball is coming. When the quarterback takes his hand off the ball, that's when you break. That's when you locate the receiver. That's when you take the angle to the ball. Because it looked like to me, and this is just my opinion, that he's waiting for the ball. Okay, and we talk about all the time with wide receivers. You got to come back to the football, right?
Right.
Because if you don't, defensive back's going to step in front of you. This is just the reverse of that. okay, especially in this situation, he's the receiver, and the wide receiver from the Vikings becomes a defensive back and takes away from you. You can't wait for that. Coaches will say in that, well, Ontrell Roll, he was wide open, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wide open. Well, the problem is Teddy Bridgewater wasn't throwing it to him. So it's got to be more of a downhill angle in that situation.
All right, IC Catholic defeats Winnebago handily, beat them, boys, like 45-7, something like that.
45-7.
And now, as they try to romp their way to the final, the 3A finals in DeKalb, next up is something called Elmwood Brimfield, who I believe was an old silent movie star.
Yeah, he was great, Elmwood. Yeah. Always tight, unbelievable.
No, they're down by Peoria. I think it's in between Peoria and Galesburg, so they got a long trip. We're playing at home Saturday afternoon, early evening. But I'll tell you this. They are old school. What do I mean by that? They run the double wing, okay? And the double wing offense is, you know, 11 guys basically in the box. There's a lot of power and toss and pulling guards and counter plays. We're really going to have to prepare for this. And they are massive, massive up front. They have some big boys. They got a fullback that can run the football and get downhill. It's going to be a challenge now. It's going to be a challenge. I think the kids understand that. You go week to week, it's just going to get harder and harder to win these football games. But I was proud of our kids the other night. Physical. They played physical. They tackled offensively. We threw the ball around a little bit. Had a special teams touchdown. So did a lot of good things in that football game. But you know what? It starts all over again today. That's the cool part about it. I'll tell you this, guys. It's been 20 years since I've been involved in a high school playoff game. The last time I was involved, I was trying to throw touchdown passes against Naperville Central in 1994, fourth season or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So to be back on the sidelines for that atmosphere, that state playoff atmosphere, just awesome. It was awesome.
All right, go get him, Coach.
All right, my friend, watch that double wing. Go get him.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
That's Matt Bowen. He's having so much fun with that.
He
Zach
really
Zaidman
is.
Next with the latest on the Bears stuff. Keep it here. More Bears. You got the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Give it up to the dirt people. They're still partying and the apple is still unconscious. The Royals just dropped a gentleman sweep on the Mets. And in all five games, the Mets had a lead. Kansas City is your World Series champion because the Royals are roaches. You cannot kill these guys. That's something that all New Yorkers know about. They won three games in this series when they were losing in the eighth or later, including game five when they finally got over on the dark night. Even with the Mets up 2-0 in the top of the ninth, any Mets fans who were raging in that Matt Harvey party must not have been paying attention. What, Kansas City wasn't going to come back on them? They do, on everybody, nearly every single time. They got over because nobody's better and nobody's more clutch, and the Mets will never live this one down. I'm Jim Rome.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Hallis Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the SefQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at sefq.com/mycard and see why SefQ is not a bank. Better.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
How long is it till the Bears report?
Zach Zaidman.
We like Zach and his effort.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
If you force the Vikings to throw it and you have the lead, you're playing at home, crowd's going to get into it, then I think you can finally begin to get some of those takeaways.
Are you calling it? Are you saying it's the first Bears secondary interception of the season in this game?
Yeah, why not?
Over the middle, snagged out of the air by Fuller on the interception at the 40. Kyle Fuller takes it away.
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
This is the score, right?
No, it's News Radio 780 at 105.9 FM.
Zach Zaidman.
Zach with Jay Cutler.
What was the overall message after this game from the head coach on down?
We're right there. I mean, we're playing good football. We just need to find a way to finish it in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's what good teams do. That's what playoff caliber teams do. There's not a lot of blowouts in this league. You're going to be in a tight game in the fourth quarter, and you have to figure out ways to win ball games.
Zach Zaidman with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Zach is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing for all the right reasons. Four Seasons.
Here he is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. His Twitter handle is at Zach Zaidman. He has a handle on all things Bears today. Take it, Zach.
Yeah, giving you tomorrow's news yesterday. That's what we do every time I visit you on the show. So very excited about the fact that you put me on the spot. I said there would be a takeaway in that secondary, and they got one. They even had a fourth quarter lead for the second consecutive game, only to give it up and lose. I do think the interesting thing going forward now, if you are into the numbers, and I am, Dan, the season will end in San Diego if the Bears don't pick up a victory. Here's why. Since 1990, the current playoff format that is now played in the National Football League began in 1990. Zero teams that have started 2-6 have ever made the playoffs. Now, interestingly enough, teams that have started 2-5, 4 out of 126 of those teams have made the playoffs. Two have won the division, including John Fox's 2011 Denver Broncos, the one that started with Kyle Orton as quarterback and finished with Tim Tebow. Yep. as the starting quarterback. So it is never over for him, and I'm sure that's something he's going to use behind closed doors as motivation with his team. But the reality is, I mean, the Bears continue to suffer a number of injuries in these practices leading up to games, and then on game day, it's natural that guys are going to get hurt, and Matt Forte, Eddie Royal, both got hurt yesterday, were not able to complete the game, both have knee injuries.
Well, he bristled today when the questions are starting to get asked about why these guys are getting hurt and why in practices, and he said we're not practicing them too hard.
And I think he's big on the sports science, so again, maybe they reevaluate at the end of the year, but you know, he puts a lot of thought into how much time they practice and what they do, their practice regimen, all that kind of stuff. It just hasn't worked out, and sometimes that happens in football. I'm sure, again, they'll reevaluate at the end of the year because you have a bunch of new people working together on this staff, dealing with players that they've never worked with before, so all that stuff has to be taken into account. But according to Fox, and this is as detailed as he's been in regards to giving injury updates prior to the time that he's required to give them, which is later on in the week. Thursday, the Bears were required to give their first injury report of the week leading up to that game against the Chargers. But he says both Forte and Royal, not season-ending injuries, and neither one at this time is going to be required to have any surgery to fix what's wrong. So that's encouraging, although there are reports out there that the Bears are looking into potentially signing Monty Ball, the former Bronco who played with Adam Gase in that offense.
First round draft pick.
Not a good sign.
Well, the reality is he didn't say they were going to be back this week, and you just want to make sure that you have a potential backup for Jeremy Langford in the event that Forte can't go in San Diego, and it is clear that for a variety of different reasons, they don't trust Kadeem Carey on that level yet, and Jaquizz Rodgers got hurt and was placed on IR earlier this season, so they're kind of limited at that position if Forte goes down, and he is such a valuable player, and against this Chargers defense, you want to make sure that you're comfortable in blitz pickup, that the guy knows exactly what's going on. You know, there was a point in the game yesterday from my vantage point on the sidelines where, you know, Forte has to go to the locker room with the knee injury, and Cutler comes up with those Polaroid pictures and sits down next to Jeremy Langford, and they're going over, you know, blitz pickup to make sure everyone's on the same page, hot reads and all that kind of stuff, and that's the kind of stuff you have to do on the fly. You know, there were a lot of people over the last few weeks that were saying, you know, why isn't Jeremy Langford getting more playing time? And they believe he'll be a very good running back, but the issue with young running backs always is their ability to gain the coach's trust and the quarterback's trust in regards to blitz pickup.
Let me ask a question. I really don't know the answer to this. He can catch, right? I mean, it was just a fluke that he dropped the ball. I mean, and I didn't see much of the preseason. He actually can catch, though,
right? That looked like a classic run before you have it drop.
Yeah, and keep in mind, that was a pressure-packed moment in the game. This guy has not played in those types of situations in the NFL, and it happens. We see it happen every day. It's just an awful time in the game for something like that to happen, and it's part. Unfortunately, this is part of the process. I don't think anything about the way the Bears have played this season has really surprised you guys. I mean, think about it. This is what we said. We said that when John Fox was hired, this was going to be a team that fought and played hard and would be in games, and you wouldn't see the ugly stuff that you saw last season on game day, where if things started to spiral out of control, because let's be honest, that first half that the Bears played against the Vikings was awful offensive football. You know, the Bears couldn't figure out what the Vikings were doing defensively. Now, keep in mind, they did have, again, a new offensive line, was trying to figure things out. You know, Cutler was trying to figure things out. So was Adam Gase. They made the halftime adjustment. They were able to come back and play a lot better in the second half from an offensive standpoint. You know, maybe last year you don't see that kind of adjustment made at halftime and the whole thing snowballs, but that didn't happen to the Bears yesterday, and it hasn't happened to the Bears this season. Now, they've lost some ugly games, but the fact that they're fighting and from a coaching standpoint they're in these games, that tells you that there is improvement being made on game day.
All right, Zach, we're going to wrap you around an update, okay?
Okay.
Scoreboard update.
It is 2:30, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The injury bug biting the Bears once again. The big question is, how long will Matt Forte be out?
I think right now, I think the feeling is, and again, it's not exact because we're not done with it, but yeah, I don't see it being season ending on either one, or even at this point, whether there needs to be, it's not an ACL. Surgically repaired stuff moving forward.
They talked about not expecting surgery for him, though, and Eddie Royal also dealing with a bum knee. They will all get an extra day at least this week, but could be a little more long-term than that. The Bears play Monday night in San Diego. Injuries around the league, though, taking a huge toll. Le'Veon Bell, Reggie Bush, Steve Smith, all with some sort of tear, whether it's MCL, ACL, or Achilles, and they are all out for the year. Monday Night Football, Colts and Panthers tonight. Coverage at 6:45 right here on The Score. Kansas City celebrating its first World Series title in 30 years. They will have a big parade tomorrow. You can look for a big crowd down there. And, of course, the baseball season is over and done with. Hot Stove officially kicking into gear with more than 130 free agents coming up Friday night at midnight. By the way, construction continues at Wrigley, and that famous marquee came down today for repair work. It will go back up soon. Hockey, the Blackhawks playing host to the Kings tonight at the UC. Marian Hossa not going to play because of a lower body injury. Brian Bickle sent down to Rockford today to make room for Marco Dano. Corey Crawford's in net tonight. Notre Dame firing an academic advisor today in the wake of allegations that she coerced football and basketball players into having sex with her daughter. Scoreboard update brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. I'm Matt Rodewald. You're listening to the home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And we are in the middle of our guy's Zach Zaman here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein. Where were we, Zach?
Well, we were talking about how I think the coaching staff continues to try and get the most out of these players. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Jay Cutler, because I think the way he has played specifically since coming back from the hamstring injury, we should take note of this. This is now five straight games for Cutler with a passer rating over 85, including 94 yesterday in the loss to the Vikings. It's the longest streak of his career. And to me, there are some people who don't believe in passer rating. I'm a big believer in it, and I think the fact that you're starting to see this kind of consistency from Cutler is a good thing. What remains to be seen is if this level of Jay Cutler is good enough for this new regime going forward, because he's definitely better than he was last year, mm-hmm. if you use the eye test. But is that what they want? The numbers that Cutler's putting up right now, the level of quarterback play that he's giving you right now, is that what these guys want going forward in terms of believing that he can take them to the next level?
Well, you got a lot of factors here, Zach, because it's not happening in a vacuum. What's happening is you have not only elderly quarterbacks still appearing to be at the top of their game, and previously you would be already have replaced guys like Drew Brees or Tom Brady, or you know, Peyton Manning looking good last night, that I think we're redefining what it means to be an old quarterback because of how protective the league is of quarterbacks. Secondly, we're seeing an utter lack of development at the collegiate level, that even top prospects don't look
question marks.
Yeah, the question marks on everybody, mm-hmm. yep. every year, no sure things. So I think that I don't think we're at the end of the Jay Cutler era. I think you're looking at a guy who they believe can still continue to play at a very high level when the team is good again.
And it should be pointed out, part of the problem is that very few of these colleges run what they call pro-style
offense. That's my point. Yeah.
Now, you could make a case that if you had a good coaching staff, you find a way to adjust and make it work. But I think what you're seeing now is, you know, players that they believe can transcend scheme, they get drafted high, but you got to give them a little bit of time to develop.
It's different for a linebacker. You're talking about transcend scheme. I understand you got a guy who's 6'3", 250, can run like the wind. You can figure it out. But quarterback's different. What the demands of this league are just different in that regard. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen, but we're facing at some point when the old guard is done, and I'm including in the old guard here, when you start talking about guys like Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers and maybe even Cutler and Flacco being sort of on the edge of that, that you've got an existential quarterbacking problem in this league.
Agreed. And you're already seeing it on the offensive line, for example, the way the NFL offensive line coaches are getting these players. And, you know, much is made of the bucket step, which essentially is one step back in order to take a step forward.
Bob Wiley technique.
You're giving up a little bit of ground. And, you know, Notre Dame, for example, has one of the best offensive lines in college football. They're coached by Harry Hiestand, who used to be the Bears offensive line coach. Uh-huh. You are in midseason form, Terry. Very nice job. Impressive.
No, don't pander.
I like Harry. I always have. One of my favorite coaches.
Isn't that one of your favorite pregame exercises,
it is,
too?
The old Harry Hiestand? I do the Harry Hiestand with that woman from Notre Dame's daughter. I can't help myself. I can't get enough of that. No, go ahead, Zach. I'm sorry. I've drifted off. I'm sorry. I've drifted on you.
It's quite all right. You've heard my work. Phillip Rivers, by the way, to just back up Dan's point about these older quarterbacks continuing to have success in the National Football League, Rivers comes in as the top-rated passer, 343 more passing yards than Tom Brady, who is number two. So that's going to be a tough test for the Bears. The Chargers are ranked first in the league in total offense. The Bears are ranked 10th in total defense. This could be a high-scoring game, even though these teams like to play it close to the vest. But the reason I say that is the Bears are allowing 28.9 points per game. The Chargers are allowing 28.4 points per game this season.
Night.
But here are some interesting things that I want to get to. Since Dave Tobe left the Bears, a special teams coordinator, this Bears special teams unit has allowed 5 special teams touchdowns, including 3 this season. Now, I don't know if this is good news or bad news, but just keep in mind, and I'm bad at math, but I was able to quickly put this together. Do you realize this season the San Diego Chargers have a total of 1 punt return yard? 1. They came into yesterday's game against the Ravens. Look it up, Dan. They came into yesterday's game.
You sure you did the math correctly?
They came
this?
In yesterday with 3. They had minus 2. That's 1. 1 total yard on punts for the Chargers this season.
That's not enough.
Well, that's why the Bears now apparently have Marcus Mariani, as he was called multiple times. That's the new secret weapon.
It's interesting that you bring that up, too, because Mariani, who muffed a couple yesterday, because you were perhaps it's because Jeff Locke is a lefty. I don't know. I mean, it's a tougher read, they say.
They brought in the Zoltan Mesko, right? To do lefty kicking practice.
Either way, it was tougher yesterday.
I am Zoltan Mesko, your leader from another planet. Bow to Zoltan Mesko. Sorry. I'm
now you're screwing up Zach's rhythm.
I gotta
that
stop
nonsense.
Getting high before the show.
You have to stop coming to work in a manner unfit to work. Come
all
on, Dan.
That's right, Zoltan Jeremiah Mesko.
So the reason I bring that up is Jeff Rogers, the Bears special teams coordinator, who is tight with John Fox and was given a strong backing by John Fox today when asked about some of the issues that the Bears have had on special teams. He, at one point during the game, went up to Mark Mariani, had a discussion with him, and Mariani kind of put his head down. And then he went over to Eddie Royal and had a conversation with him. And I believe that conversation was that Eddie Royal would take over as the punt return man. But Royal got hurt before there was an opportunity to return the next punt. So now it might be a moot point because you don't know what Royal status is going to be going forward with the knee injury for this week against the Chargers. But clearly, I think yesterday in the middle of the game, that was something that they were discussing. And I believe there was a strong likelihood that Royal would have been out there for punt returns after the Mariani issues early on in that game.
And I was listening to Mariani on Bears All Access last week on the drive home.
Brilliant.
That story that he tells is unbelievable.
Yeah, for people that don't know, walk-on player at Montana.
But that's only after he had a scholarship pulled. He was going to go to where, Carroll College or something, because somebody double-crossed him on his college promise?
No, he didn't even have a scholarship. It was called, they have priority walk-on.
Right.
And they were taking that away. So, you're the lowest. Even managers, I think, sometimes get a little bit of aid when it comes to that type of situation. But he said he was one angry dude playing for the Montana Grizzlies, and it showed. Eventually he ended up with the Tennessee Titans, and he was a very good return man for the Titans. He was, in Titans history, he's the Devin Hester of the Titans.
Is Rogers teaching a technique where you don't even get a hand on the guy?
I think what happened yesterday was, again, and this is part of the problem when you're...
This is the problem for me, Zach, because, I'm a special teams kind of guy.
Yes, the Bears, Minnesota's strength in the return game is along the perimeter.
Yes.
So what the Bears were, at least coming into the game, what they were trying to do was get those guys, protect the outside, and move those guys to the middle. But the problem that you have when you're constantly turning over the roster... and you have new guys coming in and out, mm-hmm. they need to understand the philosophy and why you're doing the things that you're doing. And you also have to understand, this is the biggest problem when you have new personnel each week on teams, you have to have an understanding of what the guy to your left and what the guy to your right is doing. And if you don't...
Probably something bad.
Yeah, that's how you end up in that situation. And I saw Rodgers again. I don't know what their feelings are in regards to video review, because we haven't had a chance to talk to Rodgers yet since that play. That'll happen later on this week. But I can tell you off the naked eye, the initial thing that ticked him off, he spent a lot of time talking with Josh Bellamy, a lot of time talking with Leroy Reynolds after that play happened. So that was his initial anger was focused on those two guys.
All right, Zach, thank you, my friend. And I do like that technique, though. That's what I would teach. Please do not touch him. Zach Zabin's brought to you by Napleton's Arlington Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Napleton, second to none since 1931.
We've taken calls on Bears Monday, but interestingly enough, we haven't taken Bears...
A call on the Bears.
...calls on Bears Monday. So whatever you want to do is fine. 312-644-6767. Got a chance to open things up a little bit for you, even if you're an odd human being with odd thoughts. Apparently, we've already...
Well, they've already been on, so don't join in.
Exactly that this is the place to be for you. The Boers and Bernstein Show on The Score.
It's another division loss for the Bears. Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. Bears lose a division game to the Vikings. Keep it here, Bears fans. We'll recap the loss. Take a look at their next matchup. Oh, no. Jay Cutler and his old buddy from the Chargers, Philip Rivers. On Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Hello, Chicago small business owners. Holiday shopping season is here, and with it comes Small Business Saturday on November 28th. Providing you with gas and power to keep your business cozy just isn't enough. Direct Energy Business appreciates their small business customers, and they want to do more. Enter their Small Business Saturday sweepstakes by November 30th for a chance to win a $500 Staples gift card and other prizes. Deck your halls with toner, pens, notepads, and more. Visit smallbusinessenergy.com/sweeps to enter now and kick off the new year with help from Direct Energy Business. No purchase necessary.
Hey, this is Blake Shelton. My new album, Reloaded, with 20 of my number one songs, is available everywhere right now.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Craig Robinson here, and here's a little ditty for holiday shoppers who could use help checking off that list. If this year your shopping's hard, Walmart's got a credit card. So load up some gifts and make a stir and save a little more with the best offer.
Save $35 when you open a Walmart credit card account and spend $75 today. Uh-huh. Paid as a statement credit, subject to credit approval. Certificate required for in-store purchase. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer valid until December 31st, 2015. See store for details.
Save money. Live better. Walmart.
CBS Sundays. Get hooked on The Good Wife.
I'm Alicia.
I am not worthy.
Oh, my God.
Critics call it hands down the most purely entertaining drama anywhere on TV.
Really?
Yes. Genuinely thrilling.
Is that right?
That's right.
Ridiculously entertaining.
I don't want to be the enemy.
You're not the enemy. You're the devil.
TV doesn't get any better than this.
Good, 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 good.
The Good Wife. Sundays. Only CBS. CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl? Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama, Supergirl. Mondays, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
LLC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
A lot has already been discussed now, well beyond a week removed from the Jeremiah Ratliff situation. Explain what you can regarding that decision to move on from him.
You know, I look at it like this. We have a good thing going right now with our team, everything pointing in the right direction, and we're not going to let anything disrupt that.
You were at the center of it, obviously. How challenging was it, given the circumstances and everything that's been reported and what you had to deal with that day?
You know, to be honest, Jeff, it really wasn't that difficult. I mean, due to the circumstances, this is very cut and dry.
Well, again, it's not a football issue.
We thank WBBM News Radio 780 for that. Our fine sister station, Jeff Joniak.
He still doesn't
Ryan
get it.
Pace. And I was going to say, we cried out for him the other day. You know what I've done now? I stopped crying.
You're done crying?
I'm done crying.
I mean, just the general lack of understanding of what we're talking about.
Done.
He's not even prepared to have the conversation.
No, he was not.
Because Ryan Pace doesn't understand. We're not asking about a defensive tackle. We're asking about who was deciding what information was shared and who was potentially endangered at that point.
All right, I'm done asking for him. Who should I ask for now?
Well, again, I guess I have my answer then, because I was assured that there are people above John Fox at Halas Hall that get it, that maybe didn't get it at the time, didn't necessarily have involvement at the time, but who are aware after the fact that the best practices were not followed.
Yeah, I
guess it wasn't Ryan Pace.
Yeah,
then,
guess who should I cry for? Argentina.
Everybody else is, and it is, I guess, maybe the downside to having other people remove themselves completely from the football business. At least somebody else above football should be accessible in those situations.
Yeah, but your general manager should be able to have a better thought on it than that.
Yep.
That's the general manager of your team. That should be the lead guy. And we put a lot of pressure on our guys over the years that we've been together, guys who've been a general manager of this team.
And what the responsibilities are.
What your responsibilities are and what you say and how much it's under a microscope and everything else. And then
That's too bad.
I take it back.
That's too bad. Here's Scott on The Score. Hi, Scott.
So I was watching a game yesterday and something started driving me crazy. Kate Slauson's snaps back to Cutler forever to get there. Cutler's kind of moving back. The ball's not in his hands. And I couldn't stop noticing it.
Yeah, are you talking about shotgun snap or under center, Scott?
No, the shotgun snap.
Yeah, he's not great at it. I agree. And I even thought that they were taking great care to make sure he had the ball under center. It wasn't just the shotgun snap. I agree with you. I noticed that, too.
Well, in a game that a play can be decided on a split second, if it's taking focus away from Cutler to look downfield, they've got to get better at it. It wasn't good.
You're right. I mean, you're caught in a situation where you got every center hurt or every, you know, I mean, it is a split second, a lot of stuff, but it's interesting, Scott, that really this year, in all this Bears misery, and they've been just kind of what most people thought they would be and doing a good job of that. And the Chargers, by the way, have only won two games, so you got yourself a shootout there, mister. You got something going on there. But, really, there's not much complaining about Cutler. Whether he gets a snap on time or gets a too slow run, I'm not complaining about him.
Complaining about him or complaining from him?
No, nothing. I think
he knows that's not a natural center there.
Yes.
That's not a guy without... They just want to make sure they don't fumble that exchange.
He's a big, bruising man, though.
I just saw this note here from Kevin Kaduk of Yahoo, who is a baseball writer for them. The Chicago Bears are now the lone pro sports champion from 1985 that has yet to win another title in the ensuing 30 years. The Royals had not won since then. Mm-hmm. And the NBA, the NBA champ in 85 was it the Celtics? Or Lakers. Both have won.
Celtics
since.
Or Lakers. Let me have to think about it. I covered the damn thing. I've got
no idea who won.
That shows you what I know.
I don't know.
I thought it was the Lakers that year, but whatever. They've certainly won since then.
The 85 Stanley Cup champion obviously has won again.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves the Chicago Bears.
And when are they going to get back there? How many years are you looking at? You're looking at 30. What do you got? How many more?
I don't know. Who knows? It's football. You don't know.
Aaron Rodgers is 31.
Right.
He looked 41 last night, boy.
He aged 10 years last night.
Oh, my God. I would, too. Yeah, I don't want to be chased by those guys. Yeah. I don't want DeMarcus Ware sweater. Yeah, I don't want that.
They're chasing
He's selling his DeMarcus Ware.
And nobody's open.
Nobody's open. And God. But anyway, so he's around a while. I just think you have a basic problem here.
This is Devin. He is in his car. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. I had a quick question about Notre Dame maybe joining a conference with, I know that doesn't, we have an ACC deal with them right now.
Who's
but,
we?
Notre Dame.
Okay.
Right.
They have.
So, I'm looking at the schedules and the rankings, and the playoff committee is going to announce their pick, their rankings pretty soon. But with the season coming to an end, it looks like a lot of the conference championships look like quarterfinals in a way for the college playoffs.
Yeah, they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, maybe if Notre Dame could be left out because they're not playing a conference championship like Baylor and TCU were last year went because, Florida State and all the other three teams got picked over them. So I just wanted to know if maybe it's something that they might have to think about with, the season coming to an end like that. And I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
Okay. I hadn't thought that was under any kind of consideration, regardless of circumstances like that.
Yeah, and I don't. You know what? I know what the ratings say, and they lost their quarterback, pretty good player. I'm not crazy about the guy quarterbacking now, and I don't think they're one of the best four teams in the country.
That's the other issue.
Yeah,
it's not like they're getting screwed by a system.
I don't think they're getting screwed by any system. They're not. They're not one of the best four teams in the country. I mean, I don't see it. I mean, I don't know how you would make a case for it in any way, shape, or form. And there's other teams, by the way, that's going to start themselves off because they still have to play each other, some of these. There's games coming up before you get to the playoffs where they're playing each other.
And somebody
that's
going to
sort itself out. Yep. Yeah, it's going to sort itself out. TCU and Baylor are going to play.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein, 312-644-6767. Bears Monday on the score.
Oh, man, the Bears lose to the Vikings and are now 2-5 on the season. Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show, middays 9-1. Yeah, Bears remain winless in the division. Keep it right here, Bears fans, as we recap the game. Plus, we'll take a look at what the Bears' chances are when they take on the Chargers in a Monday night showdown. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for...
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
A lot has changed since I opened my app development business. Everything is connected now. Even refrigerators have Wi-Fi. To keep up, I can't let outdated banking rules and fees slow my business down. That's why I switched to Spark Business Checking from Capital One. It's got no monthly service fees, minimum balances, or monthly transaction limits. So I spend less time banking and more time designing the next great app for your fridge.
Find out more at sparkbusiness.com. Product and services are offered by Capital One NA member FDIC.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You've never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't a place, it's the people.
And NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times...
You're smiling.
...are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet.
On the hit drama down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis.